Well, I'd like to welcome you to our dissertation today, our gathering today on this May Day of 2013, on this Saturday. And we're going to be covering a lot of information today, and we're going to keep it down on a plane where everyone's going to be able to understand. Because, you know, if we don't keep it simple, sometimes we're talking over people, and we don't mean to do that. But I've come to realize that since nothing's being taught in the schools, we've got to keep it rather down into a minimum level of understanding. We have a dissertation today that's entitled, "The Jews Themselves Tell Us Who They Are." I'm Dr. James P. Wickstrom, P.O. Box 308. Write me a letter. Linwood, Michigan, 48634, U.S. of A. My blog site is www.jameswickstrom.com. My email is jamespwickstrom@yahoo.com. It's Saturday, May 4, 2013, 3 days after May Day, May 1, Communist Consolidation Workers International Day of the World. Of course, they don't tell the people that anymore, that May Day is Communist Day of the World is May 1. They just say it's Workers Unite, and that's what the situation's all about. But we're going to be covering a lot of information here today, and I'd like you to remember these quotes, and I'd like you to think very deeply about what I'm going to talk about today. You know, in the schools today, they want to talk about contemporary America. They want to talk about contemporary American history. Well, that's very deceptive, and it's deranged American history from what this nation used to be with the white European people, the men and women in charge of this country. You see, you shouldn't have to worry about contemporary history, of what they call contemporary. They want to go back maybe to the very early 1930s. They want to go back to the Supreme Court cases of the 1930s with Roosevelt and the Jews when they took over the Supreme Court. They don't want to go back any further because then they're into white European history and true history of America as a republic. So actually, contemporary America, contemporary history in school today is communism. This is what is being taught. It's indoctrination of contemporary history from the 1930s of the New Deal right up to today, May 4, 2013, on Saturday.
Revised.
Now we have contemporary history with Jew, communists, and blacks in control over the whites all over America. And thus America today with a K, because democracy is communism. America with the K, not the C as the republic, has been turned into a cesspool of sewer slop.
Get that right.
All sectors being rotted away from underneath by the Jews, the blacks, the browns, the invasion across the southwest border coming into our country. And just recently, California as a state passed a bill to allow illegal criminal aliens to be able to sit on juries, thus convicting real citizens of the state of California and of the United States of America. The communist Jews love it. They're foaming at the mouth. Don't leave me on this lecture dissertation, because you're going to hear a slam-bam situation that is not taught in the communist schoolroom. One day, the black will wake up to how the Jews have used them. It will come. It's going to come because the Father said they're going to wake up. And that day is coming. I want you to remember this quote as we start our dissertation and get in it today. Rabbi Stephen Wise, who was one of the most powerful, well-liked Jew rabbis, ribbies, in the United States of America, stated, "Some call it communism, but I call it Judaism." As I've said, I've always said, communism is Jewish. Rabbi Stephen Wise. You can go into a search engine, go into your computer, put in Rabbi Stephen Wise. Some call it communism. I call it Judaism. Communism is Jewish. Go into your computers. Prove me wrong. Well, it's time to hear the truth from the Jews themselves. Not from Dr. or Pastor Wickstrom. As I'm up here all the time telling you about the communists in our land. How shells and ammunition's disappearing off the shelves. In fact, the shells and ammunition aren't even hitting the shelves. There's none to go on the shelves. We just found out the National Security Agency is buying up all the .22 ammunition. Because, as I was told earlier today, in their new manual, they say that .22 ammunition is going to be their training caliber. So the National Security Agency, the super spook agency, and that the Jews control, they're buying up all the .22 ammunition. See, all the pieces come together after a while. And I'll guarantee you they're not buying up all the .22 rifles. Now I want you to think about these things. I want you to think about these things of those of you who can't find ammunition to protect your wives and children, protect your husbands, protect your property, protect your liberty and freedom.
That's right.
The cost of ammunition. When a brick, 500 rounds of .22 long rifle is selling for $80. $80. That's almost 17 cents a round for .22 long rifle. You heard me right out there. And you know, how many years has it been? How many years has it been that I did everything but get on my knees and beg the people to buy the ammunition when it was available to protect themselves? Well, it's time to hear the truth from the Jews themselves. Despite the fact that we can find hard evidence of Jews bragging about their satanic plans against all non-Jews, as well as their boasts about accomplishing their diabolical plans from their Babylonian Talmud to the Protocols of Zion, to many other Jewish authors and authorities since, still the majority of the world's population, especially in the United States, remain ignorant of the devil in their midst, because the Jews have been so very successful. The greatest abomination of desolation is that crypto-Christian Zionists, white Europeans, are the most staunch supporters, defenders and worshipers of the Jews, who still hiss and spit at the name of Christ, and also spit on your churches, these Jews. Will these Christians who think they do God a favor by kissing the rear end of the Jew number among those whom Christ will say, "Depart from me, you wicked. I never knew you." This is the most serious question that every Christian should consider greatly while they inhabit mortality. Pray for the deceived among us to respond to the light of the truth of Christ himself, as in the witness of the historical events of St. John chapter 8, verses 31, 44, and 47, and to repent while they still can, turn from their wicked ways, stop believing the lies and the poison at the pulpit of Judeo-Christianity. Perhaps it is time that you read the words of the cunning Jew yourself, as written below. Remember, communism is Jewish. And Rabbi Stephen Wise said, some call it communism, I call it Judaism. Are you getting the picture of what is taking place against you?
Reception.
Marcus Eli Ravage, a Jew author, quotes from the January 1928 issue of Century magazine. He said, we, Jews, shriek our patriot duty in wartime because we are pacifists by nature and tradition. That means cowards. And we are the arch plotters of universal wars and the chief beneficiaries of those wars you can see the late Dearborn Independent, Passam and the Protocols of the Elders of Zion. He continues to say, we are at once the founders and leading adherents of capitalism and the chief perpetuators of the rebellion against capitalism. We are the communists. He went on to say, you make much noise and fury about the undue Jewish influence in your movie theaters and your movie palaces. Very good. He said, very good. Granted, your complaint is well-founded. But what is that compared to our staggering influence in your churches, your schools, your laws, and your governments, and the very thoughts you think every day? You have not begun to appreciate the real depth of our guilt. We Jews, we are intruders. We are disturbers. We are subverters. We have taken your natural world, America with a C, non-communist, your destiny, and we played havoc with them. We have been at the bottom of not merely of the latest greatest war, but of nearly all your wars, not only the white Christian Russians, the Bolshevik slaughter, but of every other major revolution in your racial history. We have brought discord and confusion and frustration into your personal and public life, and we are still doing it. And no one can tell how long we shall go on doing it. You know, that's very interesting. Out of the mouth of Jews comes the truth. Out of the mouth of Rabbi Stephen Wise, he spoke the truth. He said, some call it Judaism, communism. I call it Judaism. He told the truth. That's the late Rabbi Stephen Wise. Google it on your search engines. Prove me wrong. You won't prove me wrong.
That's fair.
Now, in the book of Titus, of what you call the New Testament or the New Parchments, in Titus chapter 1, verse 14, he said, not giving heed to Jewish fables and the commandments of men that turn from the truth. Now, not only are you to give heed to the Jewish fables, but how about the commandments of men in your Congress, in your Senate, in the White House, in your state capitals, your county boards and your town boards, that turn from the truth? This is what he's relating to. John 1 and John 2 of the New Testament. The Antichrist himself. The name Antichrist is only found in 1 John chapter 2, verse 18, chapter 2, verse 22, chapter 4, verse 3, and in 2 John 7. The Apostle John was the only Bible writer to use the name Antichrist. Another thing, John 1 and John 2 is the same individual as St. John of John chapter 8, verses 31, 44, and 47. As he talked in 1 and 2 John about the Antichrist, he identified to you who they were in chapter 8, verse 31 and verse 44, as he spoke to the Jews. Rabbi Stephen Wise, some call it communism, I call it Judaism. John told you who they were. Now, the media is the enemy. Now here you have the electric toilet, television. So you take the TV, and we start to mix it up a little, and all of a sudden it starts to change, and it turns from TV to the communist hammer and sickle. Isn't that interesting? Because, see, you're being fed the same thing over and over, the same story over and over, the same news over and over, the same path to walk down. There's never the other side of the tracks. Where's my part of the editorial in the Detroit Free Press? Where is our share of us people who understand the truth? Where is our equal time on radio and television? Huh? How come we're not invited with our documentation on some of these guest shows, all right, so we can explain what's wrong in the United States of America? Oh, you mean there's prejudice news? The news is prejudice? Well, of course, the news is lies. We're not prejudice, we're the truth. You know, the people who own and manage National Impact Media are Jewish. I am referring to the major news wire services, the pollsters, Time and Newsweek magazine, the New York Times, the Washington Post, and the International Herald Tribune. They are all Jews, quote unquote, Spiro Agnew, Vice President of the United States of America. Now, there's going to be some of you who watch this. I'm not going to go into too much overkill today, but I do want to make my point today. And I will make my point today. And I'm laying a foundation here. I'm laying a foundation to tell you exactly, unequivocally, who your enemy is and who is gutting out this nation. Why there are no jobs, who has deindustrialized our country, who has destroyed our once great agricultural base, who wiped out our merchant marine fleet. Did you know the United States had the biggest merchant marine fleet in the world?
At the war.
At one time. Now remember I said that the Jews are going to identify themselves for who they are? Sure, I'm up here speaking, but these aren't going to be me now. I'm just speaking the words now. This isn't coming from Dr. or Pastor Wickstrom now, as supposedly, or maybe, or it could be, all right? Let's listen to what they brag about and how they identify themselves as being the perpetrators of internal destruction of the United States of America. How they are the Antichrist, communists, and the Christ killers. Yes, the Christ killers.
In person.
Rabbi Reichhorn, chief rabbi in France, 1859. Quote, "Wars are the Jews' harvest, for with them we wipe out the Christians and get control of their gold. We have already killed 100 million of them, and the end is not yet." That was 1859. Have they taken and stolen the gold and silver in America?
Yeah.
Absolutely. This is 1859. Huh. Rabbi Reichhorn, chief rabbi in France. Well, let's go down here. Here's U.S. Senator Howard Metzenbaum, the Jew, who was a Democrat from Ohio in 1986. He said, quote, "Do not let the forces of evil take over to make this a Christian nation," unquote. Oh, well, if this Jew Metzenbaum, the late Howard Metzenbaum, the Jew, said, "Don't let the forces of evil take over," he's telling you that he feels the forces of evil are the Christians who love Jesus Christ, who are anti-communist. But see, that was a red herring. That was a sleeper, wasn't it? He also made a remark at one time that no veteran should ever be allowed to have a weapon in America. And then we have, because I'm really trying to get this one done. This is my common sense junk, of course, here, okay? So this is for all the common sense of you people sitting out there. I'm going to have a swig for you, okay? And now we're going to have one for the sheriffs and state troopers. We're going to have it for the chief of police and all the police officers, all right? All the special deputies of the sheriff, okay? And all the veterans, and all the gun, even Ducks Unlimited. And we're going to have it for all gun owners and people who love their liberty and freedom and love their families. This is for you, Joe. This is common sense here. I share it with you. I can't put it in the camera. Okay, here we go. Abram Leon Sacher, A History of the Jews, 1968. Pages 124 to 125 said, quote, "They, the Jews, are the enemies of God and Jesus Christ. In their daily prayers, they curse the Savior under the name of Nazarene," unquote. I just want you people going to church and who worship the Jews as so-called God's chosen to really know they're the Christ killers and they're the communists and they have sucker punched you real good. And so has your preacher. Now, we're going to go here to Rabbi Elazar Berkovitz, Judaism in the Post-Christian Era, 1966, page 80, said, quote, Judaism is Judaism because it rejects Christianity. What is usually referred to as Judeo-Christian tradition exists only in the Christian or secularist fantasy. So all you preachers out here that have your lunches with the little cantor and the rabbi, while he sits there and sips on his coffee and looks at you like the cat looking at the little birds that he's going to eat, all right, you don't even realize your own enemy that hates you is sitting among you. Well, let's read on. Here we have Rabbi Moshe M. Magal, letter of August 21, 1961. It says, quote, "Notice the great difference between the Jewish and Christian religions. But these are not all. We consider the two religions so different that one excludes the other. Of course, Judaism is communism. Christians are anti-communist. We emphasize that there is no such thing as a Judeo-Christian religion. There is not any similarity between the two concepts." Oh boy, all you people going out here on Sunday, going to your house of worship, going to your house of indoctrination. This isn't me saying it now. Hey, we're reading what they're telling and blatantly come out with. Hey, sure, we had one quote coming up in 1859, but we're at 1986, 1968, 1966, 1961. This is recent. Well, let's read on. And here we have Moses Hess, Rome and Jerusalem, 1862, reprinted in 1958 on page 35. He said, quote, "The most dangerous enemy of the Jewish religion of Talmudism was, and in the Middle Ages, the religion of Christianity," unquote. And then Rabbi Reichhorn comes back again in 1869 and says, quote, "Every 100 years, we, the sages of Judaism, we meet in Sanhedrin, in order to examine our progress toward the domination of the world and our conquest over the enemy, Christianity." And then we have down here, Rabbi Reichhorn, 1869, the funeral oration of Grand Rabbi Shimei ben Yehuda, published in La Ville, France, 10th of March, 1921. He said, quote, "At the wished for hour, fixed in advance, we Jews shall let loose the revolution, which by running all classes of Christianity will definitely enslave the Christians to us Jews." Now this is all them. I'm just bringing out what they've said and what they've done and what they've accomplished and how they butchered 50 million white Russians, Hungarians, Estonians, Latvians, Germans, and they're still doing it, and they're the master brain of the abortion clinics. Well, let's read on here. Here is Jack Bernstein. He's an anti-Zionist Jew, as told to Leon Martin in The Life of an American Jew in Racist Marxist Israel, the New Tide Press, 1984, on pages 15 to 17. He said, quote, "The American people have been led to believe that the Jews are God's chosen people. This myth was started by a small group of Jews leading the cry, 'We are God's chosen people.' Are the Zionist, Marxist, Ashkenazi Jews who for political purposes chose Judaism and who don't have a drop of biblical Jewish blood in them," unquote. Right from the Jews' mouth themselves, stating that the American people going to their Judeo-Christian churches, the Methodist Church, the Unitarian Church, the Catholic Church, the Baptist Church, all 3,150 of them, bought up, and they're preachers, by the way, all right, bought up the myth. He called it a myth. This myth was started by a small group of Jews, the American people have been led to believe that the Jews are God's chosen people. This is from the Jews' mouth themselves. This is their own documentation. I'm telling you who your enemy is in this land. Sheriffs, state troopers, city police, veterans. I'm telling you who the communists are. You Vietnam veterans. Hey, I'm telling you who the communists are. I'm telling you that the Jews control North Vietnam. I'm telling you the Jews control communist China. I'm telling you, whether you want to believe it or not, the Jews control North Korea. And the Jews butchered tens of millions of white Christian Orthodox Russians in the Bolshevik Jew slaughter. I'm telling you who the enemy is. And they're telling you who they are. Well, let's read on. Harold Wallace Rosenthal, 1976, said, quote, "Most Jews do not like to admit it, but our God is Lucifer. So I wasn't lying, and we are his chosen people." Unquote. And where does it say in John 8:44, "You Jews are of your father, the devil"? Here is Harold Wallace Rosenthal, 1976, telling you, "Most Jews don't like to admit it, but their God is Lucifer, the devil, and I wasn't lying, and we are his chosen people." There's your double witness. Then we come down to Dr. Oscar Ludwig Levy, Preface to the World Significance of the Russian Revolution of 1920, said, quote, "We who have posed as saviors of the world, we Jews are today nothing else but the world's seducers, its destroyers, its incendiaries, its executioners. We who have promised to lead you to a new heaven, we have finally succeeded in landing you into a new hell." Unquote. And the Reverend Jerry Falwell on the Old Time Gospel Hour, January 27, 1985, said, "I am a Zionist," Jerry Falwell, one of the boys with the Jew butchers. The Jews bought Jerry Falwell a Learjet. Any questions? Now, Vladimir Lenin was a Jew. In fact, if you go to a search engine, you'll find out that wasn't his real name, Vladimir Lenin. He had another, it was another name, it was a Jew name. You'll find it in the search engine on the computer. He stated, quote, "We will find our most fertile field for infiltration against Christian nations by communists within the field of religion, because religious people will swallow anything if it is hidden in the religious terms." Vladimir Lenin, founder of the Soviet Socialist USSR, who butchered and was in charge of the slaughter of 35 million white Orthodox Christians.
Nothing religious.
Now remember, I'm quoting them. I'm giving you their statements of fact of who the enemy is. And I'm going to push this, and I'm going to push it. And the late Rabbi Stephen Wise said, "Some call it communism, but I call it Judaism." Is there any mistake in this? Do I have to break that down a little simpler? Or are you getting the impact of what I'm talking about? Your enemy is in your United States Senate. Your enemy is in your U.S. Congress. Your enemy is in the White House. And of all the U.S. senators that voted to take away the small arms of the people, of we the people, and voted for the United Nations Gun Control Act, the vast majority of those senators were all Democratic Jews to disarm the United States of America.
That's right.
Here we have Noam Chomsky, another Jew. They, the Jews, commit the atrocities and blame the victims as the aggressors.
Exactly.
Yeah, they said the Germans killed 6 million. A lie. The Jews slaughtered 30 million white Christian Russians. There wasn't 6 million that died. There wasn't even, I don't think, 6 million hardly in all of Europe. That Holocaust is nothing but a hoax. That's it's right. Another July. And the Father told you in John 8:44, they're liars, murderers, thieves. What does it take for you? I've already quoted all these sayings. They're admitting to everything that I just put up here for you. And you ministers, I'm really going to put your feet in the fire. Your feet are in the fire at this time. And when this goes out all over public service television, it's going to go out on Facebook. It's going to go across the land like a flame, let me tell you. Because it's already being pre-planned to do it prior to me even giving it. Everything is being put in motion. It's going to go to the sheriffs. It's going to go to other police officers. It's going to go to all kinds of individuals in society. Now you know why they don't want you to have ammunition. They don't want you to have ammunition for their weapons because they plan a total overthrow internally of this nation. And you women better get it straight. You're in more hazard at this time than at any time in the history of the United States of America. Because there'll be no mercy for you. There'll be no mercy whatsoever for anyone of the white European peoples. Even if you, in the Noahide laws, the Jew Noahide laws that Daddy Bush signed when he was president, the Jew Noahide laws is that all the rabbis, the Jew communist rabbis, will be put in positions of authority. And of course, this is why Obama has all these communist czars that he has, which don't have to report to the Congress or the Senate, okay? And under the Noahide laws, you get caught wearing a cross, you die. You get caught with the Bible, you die. Same thing they did in the Bolshevik communist revolution against the white Orthodox Christians in Russia back in 1919. I'm telling you the truth. If it scares you, I'm not going to apologize. I'm telling you the truth. And now you know why there's no ammunition. Why they're drying up your availability of ammunition to you. To protect yourself. When are you going to wake up? Will there ever be criminal trials for the Jew communist revolutionaries responsible for the murder of over 150 million people in the 20th century? No, I don't believe so. Here's the world. Here's the hammer and sickle of Jewish communism. International workers of the world unite. May Day, May 1, Communist Consolidation Day.
That's right.
But they don't want to admit it on the electric toilet now that it's the number one day of Jewish communism for world domination. They call it other names. But the Jews know. And you know who else knows? I know. And you know who else? Everyone else that I've taught know too. And all the other people I know that are out buying ammunition, they're going to know too. You have an enemy in your land. You've been here a long time. He's not going to give up, and you better not give up either. Rebuild America? Oh, you hear him on television. We're going to rebuild America. We're going to get the industry going again. Oh, we're going to get the farms going again. Oh, we're going to get all these things going again. More lies, blah, 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 blah. We're going to get all this done. Better have another drink here. Here we have another, a little more common sense here.
Want a couple of gallons?
Rebuild America? America is slated for destruction by the Jew bankers, Illuminati Jew, who have been sucking this country dry for decades, since Christmas night of 1913. This is why the infrastructure of the U.S. is not going to be rebuilt. December 25, 1913, when the majority of the U.S. Senate and Congress were away on vacation and holidays, they snuck through the Federal Reserve Bill, which gave total control of the currency of America to the Jews, a private central bank. Tax dollars and technologies are still being transferred to communist countries and to the Jews in Israel and Jewish enclaves in remote parts of the world via the bank bailouts. Trillions of dollars have disappeared, and yet no progress has come about, or has it? Now take a look at Kazakhstan. Are the Americans paying for properties and relocation expenses for a certain group of people when a war breaks out called Jews? When tribulation hits America, will this group of people be here to suffer through it? Will it be like the World War II era Europe, where only the lesser brethren who did not go along with the protocols of communism be left behind to experience the Holocaust plan for this continent, the North American continent? If America is not overrun and its people slaughtered by the foreign enemies within its ranks, instigated by the UN, it will probably be destroyed by nuclear or biological weapons. Will US citizens allow this World War II European scenario to happen all over again in America? Most likely so. Why? Because the stupid goyim, these stupid cattle, these people, never seem to learn a thing from history. Oh, but you ask them who the starting pitchers are for the Detroit Tigers, or who the quarterback is for the Detroit Lions, or how many yards and how many catches the receiver had. Oh, they'll give it right down to the pack. They know it right down to the batting average. They know their one-loss record. They got it all figured out, even the time they're going to play on TV the next night. But you ask them a little about history, and they're so absolutely stupid, there is not even a word I can think of worse than stupid. And you teachers, don't think you're not going to go unpunished. Now, studying these verses, we learn that many antichrists or false teachers and offspring of Jews will appear between the time of Christ's first and second coming. But there will be one great antichrist who will rise to power during the end times or at the last hour, as 1 John phrases it. He will deny that Jesus is the Christ. He will deny that Christ is Yahweh God, not the Son of God. He will deny both God the Father and God the Son, because God the Father was the spiritual father of Israel in the Old Testament, and he came and was born in a flesh body by a virgin, and he became known as God the Son, or Emmanuel, God with us in the flesh. And this Antichrist will be a liar and a deceiver. Jeez, so it sounds like I'm talking about Obama here. I mean, you know. And 1 John chapter 4, verses 1 to 3 says, Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Christ has come in the flesh as God Yahweh, Yad Hibahi in Aramaic, is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that he has come in the flesh as Yahweh God is not of God. Everybody who denies that the Christ is God in a flesh body is the Antichrist and a communist. Now, last but not least, here is your beloved President of the United States putting a lip lock on somebody. This is a flag in the background here. He's quite a kisser, you know. You can see that. And if you've ever read into your computer with Larry Sinclair and his sexual encounters with Larry Sinclair, who wrote a book on his little entourages in the back of a limousine, all right, with Larry Sinclair. And by the way, the other two homosexuals that Obama was having his little affairs with, they were mysteriously executed. Because he loves to go into the bathhouses in Chicago where he's well known. Many investigative reporters went to Chicago and found people and witnessed who witnessed to it. Now this is very important. Why do you think he goes on vacations by himself and never takes her with him? She is only a prop. Her and those children are nothing but props, or is what they are. But this is your real, this is the real Barry Sororto, alias Barack Hussein Obama, and he is trying to get this picture removed from the internet with all the power he has. And you know why he can't get it removed? Because a lot of people uploaded it and they saved it, and just about the time they take it off, it goes back on in another 1,000 places. And people get to look at it again. You know, the Secret Service always has code names for the president. All right?
Sucker.
His might be Sweet Lips. Okay? President Sweet Lips here. And here he is putting a big kiss on this guy. Look how he's got him embraced here. I mean, he is really into exchanging saliva with this guy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? This is your president. This is a communist. And he is commander-in-chief of our military. And now you know why the sheriffs are in total rebellion. They're waking up. They're going to disarm their people. Thank God for Yahweh God for sheriffs who are standing by the people of their county. And you people of the county, stand with your sheriffs. Don't disarm yourself, whatever you do. Don't give up your weapons. Whatever you do, do not give up your personal weapons. Because that's what they did in White Russia. And then the Jews slaughtered them by the tens of millions. Because the Jew is the Antichrist, the Jew is the communist. Rabbi Stephen Wise said, some call it Judeo-communism, I call it Judaism. This is extremely important. Next verse. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. But at the end times, many will easily be deceived and embrace the Antichrist because his spirit will already dwell within the world system. Mm-hmm. A one world government, a new world order, they call it. This is the same disciple John who wrote you in St. John chapter 8, verses 31, 44, and 47. Now piece it all together. Piece everything all together that I've shown you and spoken about here today, all right? Knowing that communism is Jewish. They hate Christians, and they hate the white European race. John chapter 8, Jews are identified as the Antichrist, just as in John 1 and John 2. Verse 1, chapter 8 of John, Christ went unto the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him. And he sat down and he taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees, which we call Yehudim today, Jews, brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they said unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned, but what do you say? This they said, tempting him, that they, the Jews, might have to accuse him. But he stooped down, and with his fingers he wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they continued asking him, he lifted up himself, and he said unto them, He that is without sin among you, Jews, let him first cast a stone at her. Huh, there's sin in all Jews, because they're a race of sin. They're a race of lies. And again he stooped down and he wrote on the ground. Verse 9. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And the Christ was left alone, and the woman was standing in the midst. And when Christ had lifted up himself and saw no one but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those your accusers? Has no man condemned you? And she said, No man, Master. And he said unto her, Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. As we continue in John 8, verse 12, And then Christ again said unto them, Jews, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follows me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. The Pharisees, of who we will call modern Judaism today, therefore said unto him, Thou bearest record of thyself. Your record is not true. This Christ isn't God. He's the Son of God. No, we say no. He is our Father, Yahweh God.
That's right.
He is Emmanuel, God with us.
In the flesh.
He answered and said unto them, though I bear record of myself, yet my record is true. For I know where I came and where I go, but you cannot tell where I come and where I go. You judge after the flesh, communism. I judge no man. And if I yet judge, my judgment is true, for I am not alone, but I am the Father that sent me. It is also written in your law that the testimony of two men is true. Verse 18, I am one that bears witness of myself, and the Father that sent me bears witness of me. Then they said unto him, where is your Father? Christ answered, you neither know me nor my Father. If you had known me, you should have known my Father also. See, that shows that he was not one of them. He was not a Jew. Then these words spoke Christ in the treasury, as he taught in the temple, and no man laid hands on him, for his hour was not yet come. And then said Christ again unto them, I go my way, and you shall seek me, and shall die in your sins. Where I go, you cannot come. Then said the Jews, will he kill himself, because he said, where I go, you cannot come? And he said unto them, you are from beneath, I am from above. Well, now, if he's a Jew, and all the Jews are from beneath, like he's saying, but he says he's from above, apparently he is not of them whatsoever. I am not of this world. Going deeper into the historical book of John chapter 8, verse 24. I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins, for if you believe not that I am he, Yad he Vah he Emmanuel in the flesh, you shall die in your sins. And remember what the Jews said. Let his blood be upon us and our children forever. And then said they unto him, who are you? And Christ said unto them, even the same that I said unto you from the beginning. I have many things to say and to judge of you. But he that sent me is true, and I speak to the world those things which I have heard. See, he's talking to them in a parable, because he did not want them to know that he was the Almighty Father, of which they were going to what? Crucify and murder and spit on and everything else, okay? And that they would not be relieved of that terrible sin.
27.
They understood not that he spoke of them of the Father. Then said Christ unto them, when you Jews have lifted up the seed of Adam, of man, in other words, when you crucify me, then shall you know that I am he, Yahweh the God, and that I do nothing of myself, but as my Father has taught me, I speak these things. Just like we say to the people, we, the white Western pure European men, women, and children, are the true descendants of the Israelites, of the man called Israel, who was once called Jacob. Nowhere can you find in the Aramaic, in the block Hebrew, or anywhere else in the Greek, that the Father Almighty changed the name of Jacob to Jew.
Right.
Now, think about it. 29. And he that sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please him. As he spoke these words, many Jews believed on him. Well, let's see what happens to them. Verse 31. And then he said to those Jews which believed on him, if, see that big if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth, the light, and the way, that I am Emmanuel, Yod Hivahi, Emmanuel in the flesh, shall make you free. And they answered him and said, we be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. Well, right away you know that these i.e. Jews that believed on him weren't true Israelites of the man called Israel, because already by then The true Israelites, the descendants of the man called Israel, had been in the Babylonian, the Assyrian, and the Egyptian captivity.
That's right.
And we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, you shall be made free? He answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Just as he told Cain back in the garden. 35. As we go deeper in the historical book of John chapter 8. And the servant abides not in the house forever, but the seed offspring abides forever. And if the son or the seed therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. I know that you say, or you are Abraham's seed mixed with Esau. But you seek to kill me because my word has no place in you. But you'll notice the Jews have never said, we be of Isaac's seed. We be of Jacob's. We be of Isaac's seed. For because the pure bread of the blood went from Abraham down to Isaac. Take the I off, and later they would be called Saxons. Isaacsons.
Caucasians.
He said, I speak that which I have seen with my father, see the capital F, and you Jews that which you have seen with your father, with a little f. And remember what that Jew said? Lucifer is our God.
That's right.
Lucifer is our father. Remember? 39. They answered and said unto him, Abraham's our father. And Christ, Emmanuel, God in the flesh, said to them, if you were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham, an honest man. But now you seek to kill me, a man that has told you the truth, which I have heard of God. This did not Abraham. You do the deeds of your father. John 8:44. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We're not mongrels. We have one Father, even God. Here they were looking right at him. And he was looking at them, and they're trying to be a used car salesman to him, speaking a bunch of baloney to him that God is their Father. Here was the Father himself in the flesh. He said, you're not of me. My Father's from above, and you're from beneath. Your Father's the devil. And Yahweh the Christ said unto them, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from him. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my words? You Jews, John 8:44, you Jews as a species are of your father the devil. You Jews as a species are the communists. And the lust of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning. Lenin, Trotsky, Marx. And abode not in the truth because there's no truth in him. And when he speaks a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And the Falasha Jew, Barack Hussein Obama. Jew. Diaper, a communist diaper baby. Born to a communist family. Verse 45. And because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Which of you Jews convince me of sin? And if I say the truth, why do you not believe me? Verse 47, chapter 8 of John. He that is of God, the racial covenant, heareth God's words. You therefore hear them not, because you Jews are not of God. Well, then how can they be God's chosen? Now, was Christ the liar? Or are the ministers the liar in their churches? Uh-oh. Then answered the Jews and said unto him, say we not well that you are a Samaritan and you have a devil? Christ answered, I have not a devil, but I honor my Father, and you do dishonor me. And I seek not my own glory. There is one that seeketh and judges. Verily, verily, I say unto you Jews, if a man, the Adamic race, via Seth, Luke 3:38, keep my saying, he shall never see death. Then said the Jews unto him, Now we know that you have a devil. Abraham is dead in the prophets, and you say, if a man keep my saying, he shall never taste the death. Verse 53. The Jews said, are you greater than our father Abraham? They're still lying to him. Which is dead, and the prophets are dead. Who maketh you yourself? Who do you think you are? I can just see this Jew with a mouth from ear to ear. Verse 54. Christ answered and said, if I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father that honoreth me, of whom you say that he is your God. Yet you Jews have not known him, but I know him. And if I should say I know him not, I shall be a liar like you. But I know him and keep his saying. Verse 58. Abraham rejoiced to see my day, and he saw it and was very glad. Then said the Jews unto him, you are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham. And Christ Emmanuel, Almighty God in the flesh, said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you Jews, before Abraham was, before Abraham was born, I am the Father Almighty.
Him of the flesh.
So you see, when we come down and we talk about all this truth and information, it is so absolutely important. Now, for those who plan to attend the 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi, Russia, well, why not pay a visit to Armas 16 in Sarov, the Soviet atomic facility, paid for with the American tax dollars, and nuclear secrets stolen by Jewish spies and politicians? And afterward, you may well enjoy a scenic trip over to the Khazar Space Center in Baikonur, Kazakhstan, of which you also paid for, you American suckers. Astana, the capital, is not to be missed either. This city was set up to be a new world order center for Europe, Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. It is one of the modern marvels of today. Americans and Europeans have unknowingly provided a large portion of its science and funding due to theft by the international Jewish criminal cabal and the bankers. You might also want to tour, if you go over there to the Winter Olympics, the Siberian mining areas managed by the Judeo-Christian oligarchy in the Oblast of Berbichan of eastern Siberia. They forced into service mostly white Christian captives, none of which ever saw the light of day outside of their Jewish-run slave labor camps, where Amnesty International and the Red Cross on this issue. Where are they? Are these agencies run also by Jews?
Yeah.
Human cost was horrific in the construction of these Bolshevik Jew communist projects. The slave labor of millions of Russians and Europeans were utilized, including about 25,000 to 30,000 United States World War II prisoner of war hijacked by the Soviets. They were worked to death and thrown into mass graves. Many bodies were left on top of the ground in some areas, and others just a few yards off the highways of which they were compelled to build. Their bones can be seen along the roadsides in Russia's outback. No burials for the goyim is necessary. So don't miss out on these fantastic sights if you're planning to have a fun in the tundra family vacation at the 2014 Khazar Wonderland of the Winter Olympics. Oh, babe!
The title.
So, the Jews telling it how it is, by their own words. By their own words and from their own statements. And through the historical book of John chapter 8, this is what we're looking at this time. We are looking at the truth of who the enemy is in our land. And it is so absolutely important that you understand who's disarming you, who is deindustrializing you, who is teaching idiocy in your schoolrooms, who's behind it, who the communist Jew professors in your universities are. It is so immensely important at this time. The Jews themselves tell us who they are. Isn't that interesting? I'm Dr. James P. Weckstrom, P.O. Box 308, Linwood, Michigan 48634. My blog site is www.jamesweckstrom.com. Go there, you'll get a tremendous education if you got the nerve, the intestinal fortitude to want to know the truth and to know exactly the opposite of the lies that you're being told on these electric toilets called television today. I want to thank you very much. May our Father, the Christ, Emmanuel, God with us, Hail Mary, Mother of God.
That's right.
May our Father have mercy upon the United States of America, and let's get it away from America with the K of Jewish communism and bring it back to America with a C of the great republic of our ancestors. Thank you very much.